So I'll just introduce myself as Ewan Nardi Mark Sadler, Nurigilang Radrigibia, Yuabalong Da. Just saying my name is Mark Sadler and I'm a proud Radri man. My family come from a place called Yuabalong, New South Wales, which is central New South Wales. I do cultural tours in the Riverina, wholly and solely based around Radri culture, Aboriginal culture. My organisation is called Bunji Culture, and Bunji is also a Radri word, which means to share or sharing.
Your organisation has just been named one of the top, it's just been added to one of the top tourism destinations by Tourism New South Wales recently.
I feel very proud that that's happened, and I feel very humbled. I work very hard in my tour organisation. I've got my own bus, and I do large tours and small tours. I work very hard. Part of my tours, I class that as a massive part of reconciliation, educating a lot of non-Aboriginal people and Aboriginal people too about Radri mob and our culture and our history. People tend to talk about Aboriginal people in Australia and Radri people as, you know, they talk to us in past tense. We were and what we did, but we actually still here and we still do. You know, I still scar trees and make koolamans and yadakis, didgeridoos and clapsticks and spears. So, and I teach language in a lot of New South Wales schools. When people talk about Aboriginals in past, they need to understand that we are still here. We're in different shapes and colours and sizes now because that's the way the world is these days. But education is a huge way we can move forward to reconcile what's happened in my country anyway, in Radri country.
It's good that you point out it's a thriving culture. It's a culture to be reckoned with. It's a culture to be admired as well.
That's right. And people often talk, you know, historians and often talk about Radri and Aboriginal people survived 60,000 years. I prefer to use the word we thrived, like you just used. I think when you survive a car accident or a plane accident, and we didn't survive, we thrived. It was only since colonisation, you know, a couple of hundred years ago, that Radri culture was pretty heavily eroded. Doing my Aboriginal tours and by the other Aboriginal operators in New South Wales doing their localised tours, I hate the word experts, but with people that know our culture and understand the protocol with our elders, it's a great way of, letting people know that Aboriginal people are still here. We're still very strong. We're educating ourselves in different ways so we can educate other people, and that's very important.
Your cultural tours are classified as top Indigenous, not just top tourism destinations. They're top Indigenous tourism destinations, tourism events that you run. Guide us through a typical tour. What would be involved in a typical tour that you run?
Yeah, typical tour. So the tours I actually structure for, I change my tours and I cater for groups of four up to 25, 30 people. Each individual tour, even though it might go to similar places, it's contoured and put together in a very different way for each experience. Basically, a half-day tour will be pick up clients, take them around to some very old cultural sites in Radri country. A little bit different to some sites in other metro areas like Sydney and whatever else where some of those sites have been lost and they've been remanufactured. We're very, very fortunate that Radri sites are still relevant and still alive and still utilised. Half-day tour, we take people out, morning tea. I share my language with people. I talk about bush tucker. I talk about native animals. I talk about the connection of Aboriginal people to those animals and to places. I talk about song lines. I'm very passionate about what I do, and I encourage people to ask me any question that they want. And if they think it's going to hurt me or upset me, believe me, at the age of 56, I've heard it all. I'm quite happy to listen to what they want to do and then educate people. Full day tour is obviously what it sounds like. Go out more on a full day tour. I do local kangaroo sausages on a barbecue, fresh salads, and it's more of an extended tour.
Yeah.
And then I do an overnight tour as well. So it's all based around Radri culture, and it's all based around a lot of language and special places. Yeah.
And you tell them dreaming stories, and so you also introduce them to the language. Are they happy to speak the language?
Yeah, it's very basic language that I share with them. Obviously, you don't want to go in too hard of people and try to give them a whole range of words. So
yeah.
If I was to greet my clients, you know, and they come on the bus, and I'll say this slow so you can hear it because I do talk fast. I say to them, Yamandul Marang Muji, which means, are you well, friend? And the focus of the whole day will be Muji, which is friends.
Yeah.
I teach them hello, goodbye, kangaroo in our Radri language. There are several words for Aboriginal Radri words for individual items, but the one I know and use as kangaroo is womboin. Because the noise of kangaroo, womboin, womboin, womboin.
Yeah.
So when I make it fun for people to learn that way, they tend to pick up easy words. So
yeah.
Yes, they do. we have to be very mindful when Aboriginal operators that we don't take them into sacred places and ladies' places and men's places. We know where we can and can't go.
That's
so they're open site areas. We don't want to upset or distress our elders or our Mujigung, our past elders that are still around with us. We know where we can go. And that's the beauty of having Aboriginal operators owned and running the tour is we know where we can go. We know what we can say and we know what we're talking about.
It's not just like going there like an elephant in, you know, in a China West or where people just go and don't even know what they're doing and whose land they're treading on and all
well,
that.
Well, so exactly. And yeah. Today, as I explained before we went on the air, today I'm in Ngunnawal country, which is Canberra, you know. So
I
when I come and do business here, I'm very mindful that I contact the local people here, the Ngunnawal people, and let them know I'm in country. And I also go to many New South Wales schools, and I also teach a lot of Radri language to schools and that. So I'm very mindful if I do go off country that I need to let the local people know that that's what I'm doing. And that's a thing called Yinjimara. It's respect. So yeah. Yinjimara means respect and learn slow. And it's a thing that Aboriginal people still have inside us.
Yeah.
And we need to... We need to get that out and make sure that we do the right thing by all our people.
Yeah, why didn't you call your organisation Yinjimara? That would be more poignant than Bundi Culture Tours.
It's difficult for people to get their tongue around Yinjimara.
Yeah, Yinjimara for me sounds really the best name that I could use to describe your organisation and the type of work you do.
Well, that's why I specifically looked at Bundi. And when you see the word Bundi, it's a bit hard to describe. But when you hear me say it, you'll understand how it's said. So Bundi is sharing. And I used to write a column in the local paper as well for a couple of years in the Wagga paper, and that was called, I was called the Radri Marbon, which is a messenger. What our tourism operations do for people is we are messengers, we're sharers. Bear in mind, for 250-odd years, you know, we've had a lot of our culture eroded and taken away from us.
And destroyed, and
yet we're still a race of people that are happy to try and teach and share. And when you look at New South Wales more specifically for Aboriginal culture, you know, we have, and I mean no disrespect to any past Aboriginal people by talking about this, but, you know, we have Mungo Man and Mungo Lady out of Mungo Lakes, Bowrannel, which are getting dated to be around about 60,000 years old, and I mean no disrespect by talking about them to anyone. And then we have another gentleman which was out near my dad's country at Yuabalong, and he's an extremely old man. So when I go to the schools and teach people on my tours, I can say to you, and I'll say to you and your listeners today, in New South Wales, we have the three oldest people that have ever been found in the known universe. And that's an amazing thing for us as Aboriginal people to understand how long we were in this country for. We have a word in Radri, it's called Nalinjingul, which means mine, yours and ours. Yours and ours. But Nalinjingul Nurumbung, my country, your country, our country. We need to make sure that people that come into this country we call Australia now, that everybody understands that there were a first people here. And there is a first people still here that share and love this country like you wouldn't believe. And that's the importance of our tourism operations that we do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, quite clear. Yeah, it's really, really very, very well explained there. Yeah.
I talk from my gwin, from my heart, and my wundung, from my soul. And when people come on my tours, and other operators in New South Wales are the same, we're very passionate. We share. You asked me before about the tours. No tour is pre-staged. Like when I go into school, I don't have a set program. I bounce and what the audience sort of wants to hear, I work more of that. And for tourism, it's exactly the same. If you make it bland, people will switch off.